Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we continue to feature all number one songs, this time from the years 1964 and 1965. Well, coming up, a great song by Mary Wells, her signature tune, reaching number one on both the U.S. pop charts and the U.S. rhythm and blues charts, My Guy. Well, My Guy was Mary Wells' trademark song for life. It was an instant classic, and hearing it for the first time, it was easy to predict that it would go to number one. The song, written and produced by Smokey Robinson, was a great song and was a compliment to a song coming up the next year called My Girl. My Guy managed to go to the top of the charts in the middle of the Beatles chart sweep, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until the Beatles pushed it up. In 1964, Mary Wells was at the peak of her career, and she turned 21. It was time to renegotiate a contract with Motown, and she made, with hindsight, a disastrous decision. She was now married to a Motown employee, Herman Griffin, and he advised her to accept a large advance from the record company 20th Century Fox Records, rather than re-sign for a lawyer royalty payment with Berry Gordy's Motown company. Well, Mary became the first major artist to exit Motown, and it would not become more common until the mid-1970s. Well, this proved disastrous to her career, and she never had another great single. Well, here is Mary in her peak with My Guy, right here on Motown.
You can't. is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Supremes, of course featuring Diana Ross, Baby Love. It was a number one song on the U.S. Billboard charts and number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962, and was their second number one song. Their first was the previous song, Where Did Our Love Go?, number one on both charts, and we started with Mary Wells' number one on both charts, My Guy, from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all number one songs from this half hour from 1964 and 1965. Well, we'll keep one more song in 1964, number one, from the Supremes, the third in a row, Come See About Me, number one on both charts from 1964. Well, Come See About Me was written by that great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and it was produced by Brian and Lamont. Well, Lamont recalled at the time that we would just cut tracks for the Supremes because they were hitting the charts so fast there was no time to record demos. I'd come up with an idea, and Brian and I would finish it off and then run downstairs and cut the track with the band. A lot of times, we didn't even have a title. Then we'd bring it back up, and Eddie and I would sit there and bounce things around and ask, what is this track saying anyway? Then we would come up with a title and finish it off. Well, at this point, the Supremes were not offering any arguments when presented with a new Holland, Dozier, and Holland song, as they had when they first heard the first number one song, Where Did Our Love Go? Well, Lamont Dozier recalled about his colleagues that the chemistry between the three of us working was just very rare, because there are a lot of thoughts and everyone wants to do their own thing typically, but somehow we just clicked. We went into these songs with the idea of making the best possible music we could. Well, here are the Supremes with their third number one song right here on Motown Memories.
I've been crying cause I'm lonely.
Are you?
Smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna return to ease the fire that within me burns. It keeps me
Keeps
me crying,
baby, for you.
day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
My girl.
Talking about my girl.
My girl.
I've got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song than the birds in the trees. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
My girl.
My girl. Talking about my girl.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Hey!
great song from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, and before that, a great song by The Temptations, My Girl, number one on both charts from 1965, and the companion song to My Guy by Mary Wells. And we started with The Supremes, number one on both charts, Come See About Me, from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs for the balance of this hour, staying in the year 1965. Well, Supremes were on a hot streak and on a big roll, unprecedented on the Motown record label. Here is yet another number one song on both the rhythm and blues charts and the pop charts, Stop in the Name of Love. Well, perhaps it's fair to consider Stop in the Name of Love the Supremes' trademark record. It instantly conjured up a vision of the traffic cop stage movement that was suggested for the girls by Temptation Melvin Franklin. It has an undeniable opening hook, a faded-up organ played by James Gittens. While the record dethroned the Beatles 8 days a week from the number one spot in the charts, and it was honored in a 1988 Rolling Stone survey as one of the top 10 most important singles of the rock era. Well, here it is, The Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm.
thee,
baby.
And I've been doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring,
baby.
And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone. Woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend, oh baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end,
baby.
If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone.
I'd
be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
With yet another number one song on both the U.S. Billboard charts and the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, Back in My Arms Again. Before that, number one on the Rhythm and Blues from 65 with Marvin Gaye, I'll Be Doggone, a great song, and Stop in the Name of Love, The Supremes, again from 1965. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we featured all number one songs from 1960 through 1965. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all artists featured in this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.